Now, Steve Bannon and Priebus are in charge at the White House, and they're splitting up the duties, apparently, but they are not natural allies. These two guys come from distinct, different wings of conservatism and or the Republican Party. Bannon's people would say, we're not Republicans.
Right.
We're not Republicans. We are not Republicans. And Steve Bannon is a very powerful guy, senior advisor to the president. Priebus is the chief of staff. There is a lot of battling going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Let's turn to the expertise and the excellent writing and analysis of Olivia Nuzzi. She writes for New York Magazine. Bannon and Priebus, they're putting out the word that they are the best of friends, BFFs. They talk every night, late at night. They love each other. Welcome to the program, Olivia. We appreciate your time. How bad, in all honesty, is the relationship between these two heavyweights at the White House?
They say that things are fine and that they are, in fact, best friends. And frankly, it sounds like they are verging on falling in love, if you believe the two of them. But, you know, my sources and a lot of sources that you'll see quoted in various publications who are covering this say that Priebus is maneuvering behind the scenes. He is trying to get closer to Donald Trump, and that would require sort of finding a way to cut out Steve Bannon.
You know, just yesterday we heard the story of Trump's disappointment with Sean Spicer. Can you corroborate any of that? Because that Sean Spicer brought in by Priebus, obviously, and apparently Donald Trump would have preferred Kellyanne Conway. I just can't imagine what that would be like on a daily basis. But is he disappointed with his White House spokesperson?
You know, it's difficult to tell because I've heard different opinions about whether or not that's true and different information. But I think when I read things like that, sometimes I believe it's sort of a face-saving effort by the White House or you know, by sources trying to protect the president or protect Sean Spicer. You know, when you read anonymous quotes that say things like that, there's always a reason behind it, right? There is a reason why these people are talking, why they don't want to be identified. And I think that to really understand what's going on in the White House, you have to stop and think, you know, why is this quote out there? Why are they putting this out there? Why are they saying that? And I think because Sean Spicer has been sort of lampooned in the last week, we saw him on Saturday Night Live, you know, portrayed by Melissa McCarthy quite unflatteringly. And he has been on the receiving end of quite a lot of criticism in the last 19 days. I think it probably helps the president to put it out there that he is unhappy with his performance. It's a way of saying, you know, this isn't my fault. This is not a reflection of my leadership style. This is not what I wanted. And so if Spicer makes a turnaround, if he starts performing a bit better, lying a bit less blatantly, Trump is fine, right? But if he gets the axe, we know that because of these quotes, if that's what Donald Trump wanted, and this is you know, his leadership taking effect.
Olivia Nuzzi is here. She writes for New York Magazine. We're getting the inside scoop on some White House infighting with John and Ray.
You know, as we read this piece, Olivia, you know, it's almost like thou protest too much as to the love affair going on here. But I got to ask you, if you take Bannon and go back to his Breitbart days and Priebus and the two of them, as you look back there, there's no love lost between these two guys.
No, I mean, they come from warring factions of the Republican Party or the conservative movement. You know, Steve Bannon proudly said in 2016 in an interview with a journalist that Breitbart, while he was in charge of it, is the platform for the alt-right. You know, the alt-right obviously is a catch-all phrase for sort of, you know, various unsavory communities on the far right. But the defining characteristic of the alt-right is that they are in staunch opposition to the establishment Republican Party. Reince Priebus personifies the establishment Republican Party. He was the RNC chairman for two cycles, obviously one cycle more successful than the other. And he is just an establishment guy. He is a Washington creature, just a creature of the establishment. And so there's no reason why these two people should like each other. By all accounts, you know, if you read the coverage of Breitbart for the last couple of years under Steve Bannon's stewardship, it is it's a website and a movement that's basically trying to take down people like Reince Priebus. So it's very difficult to believe them now, you know, when they told me that they are best friends and they fall asleep texting each other at night.
It would seem to me, and we've said this before on our show, is that, you know, the Republicans didn't win the election. Donald Trump did. So it would seem to me that maybe Bannon and Trump are two of the guys that stick together, and maybe the Priebuses of the world and the Sean Spicers are the ones that get nixed.
Right. It's difficult. difficult to tell. I mean, I don't think that there is an easy answer or an easy explanation for anything happening in the White House. And I also think that allegiances are constantly shifting, right? So what's true today of anyone's relationship in the White House may be different tomorrow or maybe different next week.
Boy, that's for sure. Olivia, final question here. When the inevitable cage match happens, who wins? Priebus with a baseball bat or Bannon with a steak knife?
I would put my money on Reince Priebus.
Oh, Priebus. Wow, I did not see that coming.
Yeah,
I would have been
either.
On Bannon.
Bannon looks a little more unhinged.
Well, Bannon, yeah, he just looks like an alley fighter.
Yeah, he looks like a guy that's just going to go until he can't go no longer.
Thank you, Olivia. Much appreciated. We're going to tweet out the link to your piece. Excellent job.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.